Suit is Best by William Hazlitt. The proper force of words lies not in the words themselves, but in their application. A word may be a fine-sounding word, of an unusual length and very imposing from its learning and novelty, and yet in the connection in which it is introduced, may be quite pointless and irrelevant. It is not pomp or pretension, but the adaptation of the expression to the idea that clenches the writer's meaning, as it is not the size or glossiness of the materials, but their being fitted each to its place, that gives strength to the arch, or as the pegs and nails are as necessary to the support of the building as the large timbers, and more so than the mere showy, unsubstantial ornaments. I hate anything that occupies more space than it is worth. I hate to see a load of bandboxes go along the street, and I hate to see a parcel of big words without anything in them. A person who does not deliberately dispose of all his thoughts alike in cumbrous draperies and flimsy disguises may strike out 20 varieties of familiar everyday language, each coming somewhat nearer to the feeling he wants to convey, and at last not hit upon that particular, and only one which may be said to be identical with the exact impression in his mind. This would seem to show that Mr. Cobbett is hardly right in saying that the first word that occurs is always the best. It may be a very good one, and yet a better may present itself on reflection or from time to time. It should be suggested naturally, however, and spontaneously from a fresh and lively conception of the subject.